Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori. And my guest is Aaron Meager, founder and CEO, and often you call yourself Chief Coconut of Beneficial Blends. Thanks so much, Aaron, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Anne. This is exciting.
So this show, as you know, focuses on a variety of topics in sports, fitness, nutrition, and overall healthy living. And speaking of healthy living, that is what your brand, Beneficial Blends, is really all about, right?
Beneficial Blends almost 11 years ago from my house, and we started out a coconut oil company because of all the amazing benefits around coconut and your health, and was able to continue to grow today. And we have lots of products now besides coconut oil, lots of edible oils and fats like ghee and olive, and now we also have CBD oil, which is a hot topic.
Right. I want to get into that in a second. But so Beneficial Blends is an organic food manufacturer that specializes in private labeling, co-packing, sourcing, and consulting. There's so much to talk about. Let's start first with your background, Aaron. What led you to start your own company?
I've always had a real interest in business, and so it's no surprise that I got my degree in business education, and I was actually teaching 12th graders about entrepreneurship without having done it myself. And they really encouraged me to get out there and do it on my own. And it's when I found coconut oil and read about how it could help with brain health and heart health and metabolism, I fell in love with it. And I was like, why is everyone not using coconut oil in their cooking? And so I looked in the marketplace, and there weren't a lot of brands, and there definitely were no brands talking about it being an organic product or with transparent sourcing methods, because funny enough, you actually can't source coconut oil in the U.S. You have to go overseas. And so I said, you know, I can do this. I can launch an organic, fair trade coconut oil that's good for your health. And that's where Kelopo Coconut was born.
So wait, so let's go back. So you were a high school business teacher. I love that. And how did you make that transition from, you know, being a teacher to owning your own company?
Yes, I was a high school business teacher. I was like 4 years older than the high schoolers, so I often had to lie about my age to them. And it was actually, you know, it was the recession of 2009, and I was still young at the time. And, you know, the great thing about teaching is you do have summers off. And so I was able to, you know, realize what I wanted to do, and having a fallback plan of I can always go back to teaching if it doesn't work out, right? I still had my teaching degree. I didn't have a mortgage at the time. I didn't have children at the time. And so I thought, let me go try this little business. And if nothing else, it'll help. And I can go back and tell these, you know, students more about my failures at, you know, entrepreneurship, or, you know, I'll have a success story on my hands.
So how did you get started? What was the very first step?
The very first step was commitment. I jumped in on a Monday, and I think by Friday, I had my bank account set up and my business name secured. And in the state of Florida where we're based, it's very easy to obtain all of those things. It's a very business-friendly state. And so I had all of that, and I was able to just start, you know, thank goodness for the internet nowadays, but I really did start from the very beginning and looked at how do you import food products into the U.S.? How do you trademark your business name? How do you start your website? And I literally did every one of those steps until we were able to, and I say we a lot, it was me then, but I was able to bring it in. I was able to bring coconut oil in from Sri Lanka, which is a country off the coast of India, and bring it into the U.S., and I had it co-packed for us out in California at these organic food manufacturers, because again, in 2009, organic food was still not a mainstream thing. We think of it now as being in every aisle of the grocery store, but back then it had its own little subsection in the stores. So there were a few manufacturers out west that were doing it, and I had it packaged and I had it labeled, And then I went to a trade show called Expo East up in Massachusetts back in 2010. And that's when I first sold Kelopak. The very first customer was TJ Maxx out of Worcestershire, Mass.
Wow, that's not a bad first customer, TJ Maxx.
Yeah, they were a great customer. They kept us afloat until I was able to get it into more stores, pick up national distributors, and then our Kelopak coconut products you can find throughout the US and all major retailers now. And then that's when we transitioned and were able to bring on manufacturing ourselves. So went away from those guys in California that were packaging it for us and opened a facility in Tampa. And that was 2014 that we opened that facility. And started very small at the beginning, just about 10,000 square feet, and thought we were going to just produce for ourselves. And that quickly changed when we had two major retailers come to us and ask us to do private label for their coconut oil brands. And if you don't know, private label is where a manufacturer produces the retail brand of that product. So Publix is a big customer, a big grocery retailer down here, and they, hire manufacturers like myself to private label all of their things that say Publix on the front of the jars or containers or whatever you're buying at Publix.
So you produce all of it in Tampa then?
Yes, yeah. So now we produce all of it in Tampa. And like I mentioned earlier, we've grown and expanded beyond just coconut, but that's people will always know me as the coconut girl or the chief coconut, as I like to
Right.
say. And we do avocado, all healthy edible oils and fats. Ghee is a big thing now, and ghee is clarified butter. And we do that. We actually, cook it in our facility, and it smells wonderful every day where you go out and smell the fresh butter cooking in the facility. And so, yes, we've grown, and we're now in about 50,000 square feet from our original 10,000.
I mean, that's amazing. It seems like it's grown so fast, so quickly. Did you always have knowledge of healthy eating, good nutrition, or was that something that you had to learn as you grew the company?
As I got older, the healthy nutrition thing is something that I really picked up on. When we were young, when we were kids, we played every sport. My dad had three girls. He got us into everything. So we were always playing sports and we were always active. But I always remember after, swimming, we'd eat an ice cream sandwich, or we go to the 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee afterwards. There's lots of sugar involved with the sporting
Right.
activities. So when as I grew and matured, I learned about healthy eating and lifestyle, and that's what's really helped. And luckily, the public has as well, the general public has as well. And I think everybody's slowly starting to recognize what's in my food. I should pay attention to how it's made, how it's manufactured, what benefit I'm going to gain to eating healthy, feeling good about myself. So yeah, that's definitely come over the years.
Definitely. I think we all have to educate ourselves on good nutrition. That's something you don't necessarily learn when you go to school, right? As a youngster. And I didn't realize the amount of healthy properties of coconut oil. When I started doing research for this interview, I had no idea how healthy coconut oil really is. Can you talk a little bit about coconut oil?
Absolutely. So it did previously get a bad rap because it is a saturated fat. And so a lot of times people were classifying as all saturated fats are bad saturated fats, which we're learning through further research is just not true. Coconut oil is a plant-based saturated fat versus some animal-based saturated fats. And so your brain uses it as energy. It's really popular on the keto diet when your body's in a state of ketosis.
Right.
You're burning energy. You're burning that energy. And so it's really good. We've seen, athletes incorporate it before their pregame if they're in a really high intensity, like sprinting activity or things like that. And so it's really good for that. I mentioned before your metabolism. Farmers tried to use coconut oil to fatten up their livestock, and it did the opposite effect. It leaned their livestock out. So it was quickly stopped being a choice of farmers. And brain health, there's a lot of things around coconut oil and brain health. Your brain can use it as an energy source. And so that's a really good thing. There's been some trials on coconut oil, you know, being connected to Alzheimer's. So there's just really good things about using coconut oil. You can use it as a direct one-to-one replacement for any of your normal butters or fats that you use. And even if you don't like coconut, it doesn't change the taste of the products you're making. You're not going to have like coconut scrambled eggs if you use coconut in the pan instead of using butter in the pan. It still tastes like scrambled eggs or grilled cheese. And my kids love it on everything. And they also use it on their body for everything. Mom, I have a bug bite. Let's put some coconut on it.
So when you use coconut oil, say you make a grilled cheese sandwich and you use coconut oil instead of obviously butter, you don't have any taste of coconut at all?
No, because even though it smells like coconut when you start to cook it, that quickly dissipates. So you're not eating a coconut grilled cheese. If anything, it's slightly sweeter than butter, but again, it is definitely not candied coconut flavored.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. And then the ghee as well. I tried the ghee recently, and it was really tasty. And it seemed like it was a little sweeter as well.
Yeah, I also like to think of ghee as a little bit nuttier. So almost like a burnt butter, which it adds those extra flavor notes to. And so that's really good. The benefits of using a ghee is it has no lactose in it. So if you're lactose intolerant, you get to use ghee, which is essentially butter. So you get to use butter without having the side effects of it. And that's great in cooking. Again, anything savory to sweet, you can use ghee or coconut oil in. It's not limited to a specific dish or anything like that. It's very versatile in the kitchen.
And going back to coconut oil, I know it has antibacterial properties and it fights bacteria and it creates this hostile environment for viruses. And as you mentioned, it fuels your brain and gives you a lot of energy. I can't say enough about coconut oil. I just started researching it, as I mentioned, and oh my gosh, it's so healthy. I just wish I would have known this a long time ago. Now I'm going to just be all focused on coconut oil and ghee. And it's just a revelation for people who really haven't used it before, I think.
Yeah, and those body care uses are really great too. You can oil pool with it. I don't know if you've heard of this. It's a little bit hard to get used to at first, but if you put coconut oil in your mouth and you swish it around, you can do it for a few minutes. You can do it up to 30 minutes. It, you know, pulls toxins through your mouth, you know, creates a healthy mouth. Like I said, anything on skincare, it's amazing for because of those antifungal, antibacterial, microbial properties. Like the mosquito bites or the little bug bites, you know, just kind of, it's great to just rub on because it takes that pain away really instantaneously. And you're using a natural organic product on your skin. So just like we talked about being healthy on the inside of what you eat, it's also really healthy for what you're putting on your skin, which also gets absorbed into your body. So that's a benefit of using this product in both places. And I have jars in every room in my house. I don't crisscross my kitchen one with my bathroom one, but I do have jars of coconut oil everywhere.
I love that. I love that. So now tell us about the brand Kelepo.
Chefs who know use Kelepo. That's the brand. And it has an elephant on the front of the packaging because we do source all of our coconut oil from the South Pacific, where elephants are a symbol of wisdom and maturity. They're actually led by the matriarch, which is kind of a cool nod to our company as well. And they never forget. Elephants never forget. So Kelepo is found in retailers through the U.S., on Amazon. You can find it on our website, kelepo.com, which is K-E-L-A-P-O.com.
I love it. And so as I was reading your website, you talk about the 4-point diamond approach that you apply to your work at Beneficial Blends. Can you describe the 4-point diamond approach?
Yeah. So it's basically, you know, what we stand for and what sets us apart from our competition. I was looking back over, the last few years and saying, why did we get started and who are we still today? And it really came down to, these four things: that we provide beneficial for you products. So all of the things that we provide, you're going to see a tangible benefit in taking. And, a lot of us take vitamins, like a vitamin C, and I don't know that I necessarily can see the vitamin C working, but I take it. But, using coconut oil, there's lots of tangible benefits that you'll see when you use those products. And so that's where it's the beneficial for you products that we provide. The second is our quality. Our products are certified organic. They're kosher. They're grass-fed butters that we use. It's all really high quality. We have a very stern and strict quality and regulatory department that we set up from the very beginning. We went for the biggest, baddest certifications you can, which is called SQF Level 3, which really makes sure that all of our vendors are vetted to be able to get good quality product. And that includes our third point, which is transparency as well. Knowing where your food comes from, we can trace back to to farms to say, okay, this is where it came from. We know every step in the way. By the time it hit your basket at the grocery store, we know where that product has been.
Right. And I know you had brought up this fact that, the word organic wasn't really used or known as much as it is today. Obviously, it's just back in 2009. Why do you think, people are now more educated on anything organic and just sold on it completely?
Yeah, I think that there was a movement that, started well before myself, which definitely enabled, the work that we're doing now to move forward. But I think because people, were eating, these sugary foods, and it was just filled with a bunch of stuff that became cheaper and cheaper to mass produce, and people were eating it and they were feeling bad about, they were feeling awful. And so then people started coming around and saying, hey, wait a minute, like, we need to eat whole foods again. We need to eat real foods again. And so slowly and slowly, in the 70s and 80s, people were at the forefront of this organic food movement. And now you see it in every food category across the grocery store, and having it be organic. So you can't use certain pesticides when these crops are growing. Certain things have to go into it. And now we're seeing even new movements in the food industry, like regenerative agriculture, which is a new thing that's happening. So not just the organic food for you, but how are we treating the environment? Is it regenerative? So we're not, harming the environment as we're producing these organic foods. So that's a new trend in the food industry as well, that everyone's taking really serious, and it will be interesting to see how that grows and develops in the future years.
We're talking to Erin Meager, the founder and CEO of Beneficial Blends. And I know you're getting into manufacturing CBD products. Tell us about that.
This is the exciting part of my day when I get to switch and focus on CBD. Yes, so CBD is an oil, and you actually can get it from the U.S. There's lots of farmers out west, especially, that are producing CBD oil. And so we got into it because obviously we're experts in oils and fats, and people wanted to blend it with coconut oil because you need a carrier oil for CBD. And so once we started realizing that consumers wanted a CBD product, and we already were producing things like the coconut oil, we started looking into it. We're able to produce CBD products that can carry organic certifications that, you can have transparent sourcing in, that are good for you, that have a social impact. So all of these things that go back to our four-point diamond approach, we were able to apply to have a really high quality CBD product that you can trust when you take it.
Well, as I know a lot of golfers and athletes, and I get so many people saying that they take CBD for, its anti-inflammatory properties, which help alleviate soreness, and that a lot of golfers use it every day, and they talk about CBD helping in recovery with, you know, sore muscles, and then they also say it's a great calming effect as well. And of course, if you're a golfer, you know you're trying to alleviate any kind of anxiety. So I think it's going to be really popular. What's been your experience with CBD?
Yeah, so all of the benefits that you just said are reasons why people are taking CBD. I know my dad just told me, he goes, you know, getting old, there's a different ache every day, you know, a new ache each day. And CBD can definitely help with those things, you know, fueling brain energy, enhancing your mood, you know, providing that soothing relief. So if you're not familiar with CBD products, one of the most popular ones is a tincture, where you would, you know, take a dropper full of this oil and mix it with something else. So when you're on the golf course, you can mix it with, you know, a gin and tonic or whatever is out there, you know, your water, your lemonades, your Arnold Palmers. You can mix the CBD into the beverage and drink it and get those effects of the CBD. Or you can also take that dropper and put it under your tongue and get it that way if you wanted to take it directly.
I was talking to a golf professional over the weekend, and he just swears by CBD. He just says, you know, he couldn't, you know, he had trouble, you know, moving without stiffness and soreness before. And once he started taking CBD, he feels like a new guy. And he also feels so much more relaxed, and obviously that less anxiety we were talking about earlier. So, I mean, it has changed, you know, people's lives. I mean, I know in the sports world, people are using it regularly. So I'm interested in hearing more about, you know, CBD. And I know you have a product called Talaxin that's coming out very, very soon. What can you tell us about Talaxin?
Yeah, Talaxin CBD is our new line of exclusive CBD products. And so they're tinctures, like I mentioned, roll-on creams for soothing relief. Those are really popular right now, too. So, again, the topicals, anything topically to help, you know, with all of that relieving. Hand creams, we're coming out with shots and beverage enhancers. You know, we have a lemon lime, a cherry one coming out, you know, just to be able to put into your beverages. And it's great because CBD has all of these great properties, and that's the fun part about my job. I get to hear all of these people tell me their stories about how it's helping them. And, you know, the same thing, I had a gentleman come up to me, and he's like, Erin, I couldn't touch my toes before. Like, look at me. And he, like, you know, is springing down, like, you know, he wasn't a spring chicken, and he's, like, down there touching his toes and jumping back up and, like, look at it. And I think, you know, another great benefit that of the CBD is that there's not a lot of, you know, the side effects. You're not taking something, you know, with wine. I know I love my wine, but you might have a headache the next morning with it or something like that. I think CBD is a very mild, with no side effects to it, so that you can really enjoy it without feeling like you're hooked on something.
Very important. Very important not to have to feel any kind of after effects. Where does your hemp come from?
So our hemp comes from U.S. hemp farmers. And again, they go through the same vetting process that we do with all of our vendors. And there's a lot in Colorado and Arizona. And again, we go out to these farms and are actually able to vet and see the hemp growing in the U.S. And hopefully, you know, there's still some regulatory around CBD happening, but, you know, we're looking at being able to be regulated throughout all of the individual states as well. It's legal at a federal level, and now we're hoping the states all get on board, and that we'll be able to see more hemp farmers throughout the United States, not just out west, right, as most of them are right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I know it must be difficult to navigate, you know, the regulatory constraints with the product because regulations seem to differ state to state. Every time I try to look it up and see what the latest advances are, it still seems to be you know, state to state, right?
It is, and I think that's, you know, it's all about education. It's about getting out and telling people what is CBD, what is it going to do for them, that this is a legal product. You know, we are still working on further regulations as basically where to classify it. Is it classified as a food and beverage? Is it classified as a dietary supplement? Those are the things that are coming. And so they need to be worked out, and we're, you know, confident that they will. Obviously, you know, DC is very busy at the current moment, and the FDA has had its eyes set on COVID, you know, for all of 2020. So there's been a little bit of setbacks there. You know, we thought we would be further along, but it will get there. This CBD is in its infancy, and I just love being able to talk about it to people and educate them and, you know, grow and share knowledge with them. And, you know, regulatory is not something that anyone's going to probably be talking about, you know, 10 years down the road. They're not going to be like, remember when CBD was like not legal back then? It'll, you know, it'll be in our lexicon and it will stay.
And look how far they've come just in the last couple of years. Well, I love the name, Chillaxin. That's just so creative. And you know, your slogan is tell pain and anxiety where to go. So
that's,
I think,
right. Are you ready to chillax today, Anne? You need to get your Chillaxin products. And you can get them on our website. It's launching in 2 weeks. And it's Chillaxin. Chillaxin.com.
Well, I want to commend you for, I mean, you've done so well in such a short period of time. I love talking to, you know, women, success stories, and business owners like yourself. And when you look back at this company, and it's really not that old, Erin, what would you say has been the secret to your success so far?
I don't give up. I don't quit. You know, that's definitely the secret. But really, to be able to come as far as we have come in the last 11 years, it's been getting good people on board who believe in the same thing that I believe in and who want to put good products out there in the marketplace and having great products. Because if we didn't have great products, nobody would buy them. So real, you know, it's a lot of stuff. And I really look at the company now, and I'm so proud of how we've grown, and we're continuing to grow. It's an exciting part of my life.